This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As President Trump takes office for his second term, policy decisions are being made across Washington, D.C. that will have wide-reaching impacts in the world of agricultural trade. On Monday, President Trump announced he is considering enacting 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico beginning in February. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
On Monday, President Trump announced he is considering enacting 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico beginning in February. United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, was asked about the potential tariffs during his weekly ag conference call on Tuesday.
Well, I'm a free trader. I voted for the USMCA. On the other hand, I think Trump has a new approach to tariffs, to put them on, bring people to the table, get freer trade. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm not going to badmouth Trump in the meantime. I'm going to hope it works. If it doesn't, ask me when it doesn't work.
Grassley was asked by reporters whether Congress can block President Trump from imposing import tariffs without congressional approval.
I tried that the last time I was chairman of the Finance Committee. We had two camps in the committee, two bipartisan camps. One wanted to do it one way, one wanted to do another way. I thought I could get people together to restrict the president's authority that he has under 1963 law, 1974 law, but I couldn't get the camps together.
Grassley was also questioned about whether consumers in the United States will ultimately be faced with higher costs as a result of tariffs.
That will only be determined, as you've heard me say, the president's doing a new approach to tariffs, one that hasn't been used for 94 years. We'll just have to wait and see how it works out.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.